Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 4, Job and the Two Trees, Tuesday, Related Verses, Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2, and he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. Because narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah, and whose trust Jehovah is. And he will be like a tree transplanted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream, and will not be afraid when heat comes, for its leaves remain flourishing, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit. Revelation 21, verses 10 and 11. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal.
Suggested reading. Two lines as the two ways originate from the two sources. The first way is the way of life, the constricted way. The way, the straight way, the way of righteousness, the way of salvation, the way of God, and the way of the Lord for men to seek God, to gain God and to enjoy God and his eternal life as a supply and unto his eternal life as a goal, that they may be born of God and his life and nature, transformed and conformed into his glorious image and glorified in him as glory, to gain him and participate in him to the fullest extent. In this way of life are Abel, Seth, Enosh, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Samuel, all the Old Testament prophets, and all the New Testament believers. God's purpose in dealing with Job was to turn him from the way of good and evil to this way of life that he might gain God to the fullest extent. The second way is the way of good and evil, the way of death, the broad way for men to follow Satan to be his children unto death and his companions in his eternal perdition. In this way of death and of good and evil are Cain, Lamech, Jabal, Jubal, Tubal-Cain, Ham, Cush, Nimrod, Korah, Balaam, Saul, Absalom, Antichrist and his followers, and all unbelievers. These two ways, the way of life and the way of death, lead men to the two God-ordained ends, the New Jerusalem and the Lake of Fire, respectively. The two ways, the way of life and the way of death and of good and evil, constitute the two controlling, ruling, and regulating principles by which men have their relationship with God. The first principle is the principle of life, according to which all men and the way of life keep their contact with God, and by which they seek God, gain God, possess God, and enjoy God step by step until they reach the fullest extent. The second principle is the principle of death and of good and evil, in which all men in the way of death follow Satan either consciously or unconsciously, and through which they reject God and his way of life to be Satan's companions unto death and eternal perdition. God's purpose in dealing with Job severely was to adjust his logic concerning his relationship with God from the principle of good and evil according to ethics to the principle of life according to God, that he might be one who gained God and participated in God for the fulfillment of God's eternal economy. The two ends are the two destinations of the two ways men take take in their relationship with God. The New Jerusalem, as the best and most glorious end of God's way of life, is a dynamic incentive for us to seek God until we gain him to the fullest extent according to his love and grace. And the lake of fire, as the worst and most miserable end of Satan's way of death and of good and evil, should be a solemn warning to the men who follow Satan in his way against God's economy, to turn from his way of death to God's way of life, that they may escape Satan's eternal judgment and eternal perdition according to God's righteousness and justice.